Here's what structured literacy sounds like.
If I have the k sound and I'm using that with an A, O, U, or another consonant, what do I use?
A C.
Excellent.
Structured literacy is a super explicit approach to teaching sounds and spelling, like learning that I after E, except after C rule, but a whole lot more of that.
If I have a one-syllable base word, vowel is short.
Many dyslexia advocates and researchers say the method works, where traditional teaching fails.
Excellent.
They won over Bert Moore, a superintendent in rural southeast Kansas, whose student Harrison you just heard.
Lo and behold, we found out it did help.
Moore hired structured literacy specialists to help a few students with dyslexia. His school had tried other techniques, but nothing worked. Kansas is on the cusp of making this explicit teaching available to more kids at school. Parents have lobbied for it for years. It can be hard for them to find and to afford. So the legislature created a task force of lawmakers, parents, educators, and the chairman of the State Board of Education. They're drawing up suggestions that could become the rule. Some ideas on the table? Pushing colleges of education to teach structured literacy, or nudging elementary schools to use it. For all kids, not just those with dyslexia. That prospect thrills some people. Others, not so much. Here's what we know. Learning to read takes more effort for kids with dyslexia.
King without k.
Ing.
Man without m.
An.
They have a harder time engaging part of the brain that tells us words are made of sounds that you can break apart.
Mad without m.
Mad.
Drilling like this at Pittsburgh State University's Dyslexia Center with 8-year-old Dylan aims to stimulate sound awareness, open the door to letters, reading, and writing. Pitt State psychology professor David Herford explains.
If you don't understand that words are made up of sounds, then when you get to the point where you're decoding words, it makes no sense to you.
Many parents and teachers who work a lot with dyslexic children say decades of research shows explicit sound and spelling instruction benefits all kids. Though schools do some of it, they say it's not nearly enough. They see a chance to help the more than one quarter of Kansas students who lag behind in reading. Angie Schreiber's son, now grown, has dyslexia. Today, she goes with other parents to their meetings with teachers to push for structured literacy. And she says teachers at those meetings say the same stuff she's heard for 20 years.
Don't know anything about dyslexia. Don't know how to teach dyslexia. Didn't check the student for phonology. And no wonder this kid can't read.
This is the frustrating part, and I agree with Angie.
Senator Bruce Givens is a special education administrator.
We recognize that the universities were not preparing our teachers with the skills necessary to teach in the early 1990s. We're hiring people. I'm hiring people to work in Butler County that don't have the skills that were listed as necessary in your own research.
But other education groups and reading specialists fear that Kansas will overemphasize dyslexia in schools and that rigid drilling can take the fun out of reading. Annie Opat, a literacy expert at Emporia State University, says studies don't show that dyslexic students, let alone others, need a structured literacy approach. She's attended some of the training structured literacy advocates like so much and wasn't impressed.
It's item knowledge, and item knowledge meaning that, you know, they're learning this letter and it's not related to meaning. So that, to me, is not the optimal way for the brain to take on new learning, because usually when you want to take on new learning, it's better to have a foundation of something that's meaningful.
The state's teachers' colleges are mostly unrepresented on the task force, prompting concern from deans. Herford is the only professor. Skeptics like Opat aren't at the table. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.